trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
Check out Menards' spring catalog for the best deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, lawn seed, and more. Create your dream garden and landscaping with shredded rubber mulch. This natural-looking ground cover is made from 100% recycled rubber, so it won't decay or attract insects. Plus, it can cover 9.6 square feet. Available in a redwood color, a bag is just $8.88.
Save big money at Menards.
Bears fans, Thursday, the NFL draft begins, and theScore's team of Bears experts is putting on a web-only special presented by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears, to get you ready for the draft from 7 to 11, starring the Bears radio broadcast team of Jeff Joniak and Tom Thayer, as well as Score Bears experts Dan Pompey and 16-year Bears veteran Patrick Manley. Don't miss our Bears draft web-only special, only on Sports Radio 670, theScore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Remodeling a bathroom or dreaming of a new kitchen? Studio 41 Home Design Showrooms is your complete resource with a great selection of kitchen and bath products now featuring the bold look of Kohler. Visit a showroom or find us online at shopstudio41.com.
Good news for your weekend. Temperatures are on the rise, causing prices to drop on tees and shorts at Old Navy. Let's go to the map. We're seeing an inverse fluctuation in price with hot summer tees and fresh shorts approaching record lows. I'm wearing a stylish pair myself, but, well, you can't see me, so I shouldn't have told you that. All right, back to you, Gail.
Run to Old Navy. The entire store is up to 50% off. That's right, 50% off. This Wednesday through Sunday only. Offer valid 429 through 5-3. Clearance and gift cards excluded.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for information. The White Sox and Orioles game scheduled for today has been canceled. It will be made up as part of a doubleheader for May 28th. Tomorrow's game will have a first pitch of 1:05 with the Score's pregame show starting at 12:30. That game will be closed to the public. The Cubs have won 3 in a row after yesterday's 4-0 victory over Pittsburgh.
Last night more of like a formulaic kind of a win. The starting pitching was fabulous. Jason was great. Had to get 3 outs from Stroppy. One really productive inning offensively. We're running the bases good. We're playing good defense. It's a lot of fun being in our clubhouse right now.
That's Joe Maddon. He's the manager of the Cubs. He joins Spiegel and Goff every Tuesday at noon. You can hear the rest of that interview and every interview afterwards at 670thescore.com. Same two teams tonight at Wrigley. Travis Wood opposing Jeff Locke with a 7:05 first pitch. The Bulls failed once again to close out the Bucks last night at the UC. Milwaukee walked away with a 94-88 victory. Game 6 is Thursday at the Bradley Center. No practice today for the Blackhawks. Their series with Minnesota begins Friday night at the United Center at 8:30. Game 2 is Sunday at 7:30. Craig Crawford starts in net. NFL notes the Jets have been fined $100,000 for tampering for comments made last season by owner Woody Johnson regarding cornerback Darrell Revis. Dolphins defensive end Deion Jordan has been suspended for the entire season for violating the league's substance abuse policy. And back to the NBA, Cavs GM David Griffin said today Kevin Love may not return at any point in the playoffs. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Ready to give back to a great cause and have fun? Visit 670thescore.com/roast to get your tickets for the 2015 Celebrity Roast and Toast of Patrick Manley. A portion of the proceeds benefit the Have Foundation. Make a donation today at havefoundation.org. That's H-A-V-E, havefoundation.org. You can sponsor a child for a full year of school for just $600. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:30 when the Sox take on the Orioles on 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And now, Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein present Who's Your Guy?
My guy is Florida State defensive end Mario Edwards Jr.
My guy is David Cobb, running back from the U of Minnesota.
My guy is Nebraska running back Amir Abdullah.
My guy is Leonard Williams, DN / D tackle, USC.
My guy is Tony Washington, outside linebacker from the University of Oregon.
Kevin White is my man.
My guy is running back Tyler Varga from Yale University.
My guy is Bud Dupree, outside linebacker, Kentucky.
My guy is Dante Toller Jr. from University of Florida.
Who's your guy?
Randy Gregory, defensive end, Nebraska.
My guy is Zach Zenner, running back, South Dakota State.
My guy is from Kenosha Bradford High School, Trey Wade.
Ronald Durbin, Florida State.
Who?
The State.
I couldn't hear that.
It says Eddie Goldman.
But he.
You guys don't know who Ronald Durbin is. You don't know nothing.
I just didn't have the name.
We're doing Who's Your Guy
and
digging into the draft numbers brought to you by Julie. Call 811 before you dig. You dig? This is Shep in Joliet who gets us started on The Score. Hey, Shep, who's your guy?
I got Ben Heaney, linebacker, University of Kansas.
Ben Heaney.
That's Ben Vereen.
No, Ben Heaney. He's an inside linebacker from Kansas. Right. He's 6 feet and 1/4 an inch tall, 231 pounds. Strengths.
Well, I don't got the brain man comb.
Good functional football playing instincts. Posted best short shuttle, 60-yard shuttle, and 3-cone drill of any linebacker at the combine. Among the best at the event, demonstrating very good lateral agility and burst. Weaknesses.
They did some limited work. It'll be day-to-day.
Smallish frame, very short arms, small hands. Struggles to wrap. Well, all white people do. And secure tackles in space. Allows ball carriers to step out of grasp. Tight-skinned. With a nearly maxed out frame. Tight-skinned. It's like Real Housewives of Los Angeles.
Not heard of that, yeah.
Nearly maxed out frame. Does not have much room to get bigger. Lacks functional play strength. Gets hung up on blocks a lot. Limited coverage skills. He projects as a try-hard overachiever with size and tackling deficiencies. Best chance with a fast-flowing cover two scheme such as Dallas or Tampa Bay that places greater premium on speed than size. Left to make a mark on special teams to stick. He is a late draftable pick, according to Nolan Naraki's NFL Draft 2015 preview. That's Ben Heaney.
Okay.
Meh.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah, Joe in Elwood is on The Score. Joe,
skin tight.
Who's your guy?
My guy is Ola Adigizua, defensive end, the U of CLA.
Okay, according to this, it is pronounced Owa Mabe Odigizua. Outside linebacker or end or pass rush specialist. He is 6'3 and a half, 267 pounds. Strengths.
You talk about that ass, but I'll tell you, the edge.
Looks like he was dropped down on Earth by the football gods with the most sculpted, picture-perfect physique of any player in the draft. Tied for the biggest hands of any player at the combine, has very long arms, very good strength to set the edge and cave the corner, outstanding competitor, keeps working to come free, flashes power and strike in his hands, explodes off the edge, disruptive edge rusher, good open field tackler, exceptional weight room strength, can squat 600 plus pounds, bench press 400 plus, and power clean 350, has a 39-inch vertical jump. Outstanding personal and football character, respected team leader. Weaknesses.
You don't know that.
Unrefined pass rusher, overanalyzes the game, does not consistently play fast or cut it loose, will rise out of his stance to process what he's seeing, negating his natural speed, leverage, and power. Does not have a great feel for blocking pressure or uses hands well to play off blocks, struggles to hold the point and split the double. Durability must be carefully evaluated following hip surgery that kept him out as a junior.
The total looks like the prototype of how a rush linebacker would be drawn up. Might have as much physical talent in his body as any player in the draft. However, for as rare of an athletic specimen as he is developing as a football player. Has lined up inside and outside on the line throughout his career, has intriguing traits to be tried as a pin-your-ears-back, fly-at-the-snap edge rusher, was utilized as a base power end in college, may fit best as a power leverage left outside linebacker in a 30 front in the pros. He is a projected second to third round pick. That is Owamabe Odigizua.
Wow.
Of UCLA.
Okay.
All right, then. In Arlington Heights, Blair is on the score. Blair, who's your guy?
My guy is Carl Davis, defensive tackle, Iowa.
Carl Davis, three technique or five technique from Iowa, 6'4 and 5/8, 320 pounds. Strengths.
Thank you, morons!
Very long arms, huge frame, extremely well-built, well-distributed mass, looks every bit the part. Tied for biggest hands of any player at the combine. Well, we got him in a row.
Yeah.
And also finished among the top performers in the vertical jump, 10-yard split, and short shuttle. Versatile. Lined up as three technique and nose. Capable of kicking outside the 30 front. Good strength to stack the corner. Has a 400 power clean and exceptional power in his body. Weaknesses.
Oh, McCann-can. Yes, McCann-can.
Minimal career sack production, does not play to his measurables, runs like his feet hurt, is not quick to turn them over, and stays tied up on twists, loops, and stunts when he schemed to come free. Very inconsistent pad level, tends to stand straight up out of his stance and negate his leverage. Does not consistently finish, plays with too much finesse, only a two-year starter. Did not show well during team periods and practice at the Senior Bowl as he did in one-on-ones. Scouts question how much he loves football and if his best will only come out in a contract year. The future for him, big, strong, quick, versatile defensive lineman capable of manning the post in a 30 or disrupting the inside in a 40. Exceptional showing during Senior Bowl one-on-ones moved his name to the first-round discussion, yet performance during the fall left some scouts exiting Iowa stamping free agent grades on the career underachiever. Can be as good as he wants to be, but immense talent needs to be tempered with disappointing motor, intensity, and desire, and comes with a buyer beware label. Still projected by Naraki as a first-round pick. It's Iowa defensive tackle Carl Davis.
Wow.
Sarasota, Florida. This is James on the score. James, who's your guy?
My guy is Philip Dorsett, wide receiver, the U.
Philip Dorsett, a wide receiver at 5'9 and three quarters.
Fast guy.
185 pounds.